Welcome to worship at Holly Grove Lutheran Church. I am delighted to see so many of you. Even at 10:15 this morning, there were only a handful of folks here. So I'm delighted that even on this weekend after the 4th of July, that so many of you are here and we can worship together. We have just a couple of announcements today. One, your semi-annual contribution statements are in your mailboxes. So if you'll make sure to check your mail before you go, they are in there waiting for you. And on July 24th, 2 weeks from yesterday, we are having a VBS day. We are really excited about this. It's going to be from 9 to 2. The theme is waterworks. We're going to be talking about baptism and other stories about water in the Bible. We're going to have different stations for the kids to go to hear some Bible stories, to do some crafts. There's even going to be a science experiment. We're going to have lunch for them. And then from 12:30 to 2, we have an inflatable water slide that we think is just going to be great fun for them. So if you know of anybody that would be interested in coming, please pass along the information. We have a few birthdays last week. I forgot to mention the birthdays last week, which I ask your forgiveness for. But our birthdays this week are Mary Malone, Brandy Conrad, and Anderson Conrad, and we don't have any anniversaries. Let us pray. Watch over your children, O Lord, as their days increase. Bless and guide them wherever they may be. Strengthen them when they stand, and comfort them when they are discouraged or sorrowful. Raise them up if they fall, and in their hearts, may your peace, which passes all understanding, abide all the days of their lives. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Let us now prepare our hearts for worship as we listen to the prelude. Please stand. We gather in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God of all mercy and consolation, come to the help of your people, turning us from our sin to live for you alone. Give us the power of your Holy Spirit, that we may confess our sin, receive your forgiveness, and grow into the fullness of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Let us confess our sin in the presence of God and of one another. Most merciful God, we confess that we are captive to sin and cannot free ourselves. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your holy name. Amen. In the mercy of Almighty God, Jesus Christ was given to die for us, and for his sake, God forgives us all our sins. As a called and ordained minister of the Church of Christ, and by his authority, I therefore declare unto you the entire forgiveness of all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
Oh.
Let us pray. O God, from you come all holy desires, all good counsels, and all just works. Give to us, your servants, that peace which the world cannot give, that our hearts may be set to obey your commandments, and also that we, being defended from the fear of our enemies, may live in peace and quietness. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. You may be seated.
The first reading for the seventh Sunday after Pentecost is from Amos. This is what the Lord God showed me. The Lord was standing beside a wall built with a plumb line, with the plumb line in his hand. And the Lord said to me, Amos, what do you see? And I said, a plumb line. Then the Lord said, see, I am setting a plumb line in the midst of my people Israel. I will never again pass them by. The high places of Isaac shall be made desolate, and the sanctuaries of Israel shall be laid waste. And I will rise against the house of Jeroboam with the sword. Then Amaziah, the priest of Bethel, sent to King Jeroboam of Israel, saying, Amos has conspired against you in the very center of the house of Israel. The land is not able to bear all his words. For thus Amos has said, Jeroboam shall die by the sword, and Israel must go into exile away from his land. And Amaziah said to Amos, O seer, go, flee away to the land of Judah, earn your bread there and prophesy there, but never again prophesy at Bethel, for it is the king's sanctuary and it is a temple of the kingdom. Then Amos answered Amaziah, I am no prophet and nor a prophet's son, but I am a herdsman and a dresser of sycamore trees. And the Lord took me from following the flock, and the Lord said to me, go prophesy to my people Israel. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The psalm for today is Psalm 85, starting with verse 8. I will listen to what the Lord God is saying. Truly, your salvation is very near to those who fear you. Steadfast love and faithfulness have met together. Faithfulness shall spring up from the earth.
And righteousness shall look down from heaven.
The Lord will indeed grant prosperity.
And our land will yield its increase.
Righteousness shall go before the Lord. The second reading is from Ephesians, beginning with the first chapter. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places. Just as he chose us in Christ before the foundation of the world to be holy and blameless before him in love, he destined us for adoption as his people through Jesus Christ, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of his glorious grace that he freely bestowed on us in the Beloved. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses, according to the riches of his grace that he lavished on us. With all wisdom and insight, he has made known to us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure that he set forth in Christ. As a plan for the fullness of time to gather up all things in him, things in heaven and things on earth, in Christ we have obtained an inheritance, having been destined according to the purpose of him who accomplished all things according to his counsel and will, so that we who are the first to set our hope on Christ might live for the pleasure of his glory. In him you also, when you had heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, and had believed in him, were marked with the seal of the promised Holy Spirit. This is the pledge of our inheritance toward redemption as God's own people to the pleasure of his glory. The word of the Lord.
The Holy Gospel according to Mark, the 6th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. King Herod heard of it, for Jesus' name had become known. Some were saying, John the Baptizer has been raised from the dead, and for this reason these powers are at work in him. But others said, it is Elijah, and others said, it is a prophet, like one of the prophets of old. But Herod heard of it, and he said, John, whom I beheaded, has been raised. For Herod himself sent men who arrested John, bound him, and put him in prison on account of Herodias, his brother Philip's wife, because Herod had married her. For John had been telling Herod, it is not lawful for you to have married your brother's wife. And Herodias had a grudge against him and wanted to kill him, but she could not. For Herod feared John, knowing that he was a righteous and holy man, and he protected him. When he heard him, he was greatly perplexed, and yet he liked to listen to him. But an opportunity came when Herod, on his birthday, gave a banquet for his courtiers and officers and for the leaders of Galilee. When his daughter Herodias came in and danced, she pleased Herod and his guests. And the king said to the girl, ask me for whatever you wish, and I will give it. And he solemnly swore to her, whatever you ask me, I will give you, even half of my kingdom. When she went out and said to her mother, what should I ask for? She replied, the head of John the Baptizer. Immediately she rushed back to the king and requested, I want you to give me at once the head of John the Baptist on a platter. The king was deeply grieved, yet out of regard for his oaths and for the guests, he did not want to refuse her. Immediately the king sent a soldier of the guard with orders to bring John's head. He went and beheaded him in the prison, brought out his head on a platter, and gave it to the girl. Then the girl gave it to her mother. When his disciples heard about it, they came and took his body and laid it in a tomb. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father, and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Before I begin, I'm going to end my sermon with a remembrance of baptism and want to make sure that everyone got one of these pieces of paper with their bulletin. It's front and back. If you don't have one, please raise your hand and we'll have an usher bring it to you. Thank you, Lynn. There is a fun game going on social media these days. It goes like this. Tell me you are something without telling me you are something. So for example, tell me you have a puppy without telling me you have a puppy. And so I might show you the bruises on my arms. Tell me you are going to the beach without telling me you are going to the beach. And you might show me a picture of yourself with lawn chairs hanging on your arms and beach towels around your neck and yourself pulling a wagon with your cooler and a bucket and shovels to play in the sand with. Well, yesterday I saw a video from our presiding bishop, Bishop Elizabeth Eaton, in which she talked about, tell me you are a Lutheran without telling me you are a Lutheran. And she posed this challenge to Lutherans, and I'm still thinking about it. I think that today's passage in Ephesians could be like this. Tell me about baptism without telling me about baptism. There are so many fruitful and beautiful images and words about baptism in this passage in Ephesians. In it, we are called by God. We are called God's blessed. We are called God's chosen. We are called God's adopted children. All of which we are because of our baptism. This passage names some of the gifts that we received from God in baptism. It names that we are adopted as God's children. It names that we are given God's glorious grace that God freely bestows upon us. In baptism, the gifts that we receive, we do nothing to earn. They are all completely given to us as a gift from God. It also names that we receive redemption through Jesus' blood, and that we receive the forgiveness for the trespasses that we make. And we are marked and signed with the Holy Spirit. These beautiful verses that open Ephesians are a blessing. And interestingly enough, all of these sentences are actually one sentence in Greek. This might be one of the longest run-on sentences in Scripture. It's 9 verses filled with over 22 beautiful phrases about baptism, all in one sentence. But this blessing, it's a beautiful celebration of what God does in bringing us into the reality of an already and not yet salvation. Let me say a little bit more about that. In the waters of baptism, we receive God's gift of salvation, and for us, eternal life begins at the font. So often we hear in the world around us that eternal life is when we get to heaven, that it's the afterlife. But for us as baptized believers, our eternal life begins at the font. We receive the gift of salvation and eternal life the day we are baptized, and we begin living into eternal life that day and forever, evermore. We right now are living in eternal life, the already and not yet of what God has promised and of what God will fulfill. This passage reminds us that salvation from beginning to end is the accomplishment of God alone. Listen to these verbs. All the verbs are God's. God chose, God destined, God bestowed, God lavished, God made known and set forth. God accomplishes all things, and all of this has happened according to God's good pleasure and will and plan and purpose. All of this is God's. And I don't know about you, but that's awfully good to me, knowing that my fate and our fate is not in my hands or our hands. Our fate is completely and entirely in the hands of God. And not only ours here at Holly Grove or in the church universal, but all of humanity and all of creation. The fate of all of creation is in God's hand. This passage makes it clear that God's plan for salvation is a cosmic plan. It's a plan that God established even before creation. All of creation is declared loved and redeemed by God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. These passages in Ephesians describe God's gracious act of salvation in the broadest terms possible. I don't often talk about the actual Greek word found in the text, but this is a word you will hear me talk about often, the cosmos. In John 3:16, the word that we translate as world is cosmos, and it means the entire created universe. Everything in the universe, the galaxies, the stars, the trees, the things we don't even know about in the galaxies, animals, critters, the sky, flowers, humans. The cosmos means that absolutely everything in all of creation that exists, God loves it and God redeems it. God's plan for salvation is cosmic. God so loved the world, the whole cosmos, that God sent his son Jesus into the world not to condemn it, but to save it. God's love knows no limits. God's grace is beyond what we can ask for or imagine. God's generosity is beyond our comprehension. And yet, the God who is outside of us, beyond our understanding and comprehension, because of the gifts we receive in baptism, is also inside of us, closer to us than the very breath that we breathe, because we've been filled with the Holy Spirit. In our baptism, we are named and claimed by God forever, and for always we are filled with the Holy Spirit. I'd like us now to remember our baptism using this piece of paper that you received. The Lord be with you. Let us hear baptism's call and promise. There is one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of us all. All of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death. Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. Today we thank you for water, O God, invented by no mind, product of no hands, habitat of embryos, home to plants and creatures, primal link with the beginning, gift of God, agent of cleansing, source of energy, transformer of deserts, satisfaction of thirst, recreation to be enjoyed. We give particular thanks, O God, as we recall your redemption by water. Just prior to his ascension, he commanded us, saying, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything that I have commanded you. And remember, I am with you always, even to the end of the age." Pour out your Holy Spirit, and by this gift of water, call to our remembrance the grace declared to us in our baptism. For you have washed away our sins, and you clothe us with righteousness throughout our lives, that dying and rising with Christ, we may share in his final victory. Remember your baptism and be thankful. 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 The Holy Spirit work within you, that having been born through water and the Spirit, you may live as faithful disciples of Jesus Christ. Amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the gift of salvation promised in Jesus Christ and for its benefits, the forgiveness of sin, acceptance by you and your people, and the promise of eternal life. We also thank you for our baptism, itself a divine gift, which is a sign and seal of your gracious favor. Now we pray that you will strengthen us with your gifts of grace, the spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and power, the spirit of knowledge and reverence, the spirit of wonder and awe in your presence. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. May the loving God who redeems you in Jesus Christ now strengthen in you the gift of the Holy Spirit to deepen your faith, to direct your life, to empower you for service, to make you steadfast in times of temptation, and to bring you fully into everlasting life. We rejoice in the remembering of our baptism. Live in it joyfully, and the grace of the Lord go with you always. Amen. I'd like to invite the children forward for a children's message at this time. I know I flipped it around, but if you'll meet me at the baptismal font. Hey, Calvin. Cameron, see if your papa can lift you up, because I want you to see what's in here. What's in here?
Holy water.
Holy water? Hi, Kiki. I can't remember your real name, but I know Cameron calls you Kiki. I'm Pastor Anna. There's water in here. Do you want to touch the water? You can all touch it if you want. It's kind of cold, isn't it? It's a little chilly? Yeah. Well, I know we sometimes, it might feel like we meet up here at the baptismal font a lot for our children's messages. But that's because baptism is really important. And there are so many things that we can say about it that we could probably meet here every single Sunday and talk about something different about baptism. But what I want to talk about today is something called adoption. Do any of you know what adoption is? Well, it's when you grow in one mommy's tummy, but you grow in another mommy's heart, and after you're born, you are adopted by the mom and dad whose hearts you were born and grew in. So you have a different family than the one that you were born into. And I don't know if you know this, but when I was 23, when I was already a grown-up, I was adopted. And so adoption is really special to me. And so it might be no surprise that one of my favorite things about baptism is that we get adopted into God's family, right? God didn't give birth to us. We didn't grow in God's tummy. But God loves us so much that when we're baptized, God adopts us. And we become God's children. And God becomes our father and mother. And Jesus becomes our brother. And all of the people in the church become our brothers and sisters. But not just in this church, in the whole church, all over the world, and all across time and space. So people that were born in 1500 and were baptized, they are our brothers and sisters. And people that will be born in the year 3000 and will be baptized, they are our brothers and sisters. So time and space doesn't matter. All of the church is our family and our brothers and sisters. So we have a really big family, don't we? I think that's good news, because all the people that can love on us and pray for us and care for us, the better. And we get to pray for them and care for them and love them too. Should we pray? Repeat after me. Good morning, God. Thank you for the water of baptism. Thank you for adopting us and giving us the whole family of the church. Help us to be loving brothers and sisters to our church family. In Jesus' name, amen. And before you go back to your seats, I'll tell you one more thing. Anytime you come up for communion, and this doesn't mean just you children, it means everybody, you are welcome to dip your hands in the water and make the sign of the cross over yourself and remember your baptism and be thankful for your new identity in Christ. All right, you may go back to your seats.
Thank you.
Living together in hope and trust, let us say what we believe by the use of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty.
I believe in Jesus Christ.
Let us come before the triune God in prayer. Holy Parent, you welcome your people into one family and gather all things to yourselves. Bestow your grace upon your beloved church. Lavish your wisdom upon us and redeem us from our faults, that by our witness all might praise your glory, Lord, in your mercy. Awesome Creator, you steadfastly tend to the smallest of seeds and the mightiest of sycamore trees. Spring up green growth from the earth, nourish the growth of the fruit, grain, and other crops, and bless the work of farmers and laborers, Lord, in your mercy. God of the oppressed, turn the ears of those who are in power to the voices of prophets in our own day. Protect those who speak difficult truths when it is risky to do so. Lord, in your mercy. God of strength, you are near to those who endure difficulty. Comfort all those who are survivors of violence and protect all those who are victims of prejudice and discrimination. Tend to all of those in need of healing and wholeness, especially Gary, Dean, Teresa, Jean, Harold and Myra, Mike, Steve, Herbert, Bobby and Jana, Gary and Judy, Bill, Scott, the Heitman family, Jimmy, Hunter, as well as our friends and families listed in the bulletin, as well as those we name aloud or on our lips or silently in our hearts. Lord, in your mercy. God of love, we pray for this holy house and for all those who worship here. We pray especially for those whose efforts behind the scenes often go unnoticed, and for all of our volunteers, Lord, in your mercy. We thank you, God, for the saints, martyrs, and prophets who have died in the faith. We remember those in this community who have died. Unite with them as God's children. Assure us that we are yours forever, Lord, in your mercy.
We lift our prayers to you, O God, trusting in your abiding grace. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always. I invite you to share a sign of God's peace with those around you. Thank you.
Let us pray. Jesus, bread of life, you have set this table with your very self and called us to the feast of plenty. Gather what has been sown among us and strengthen us in this meal. Make us to be what we receive here, your body for the life of the world. Amen.
The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ, who on this day overcame death and the grave, and by his glorious resurrection opened to us the way of everlasting life. And so with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Mighty and merciful Lord, heaven and earth are full of your glory. In great love you sent to us Jesus, your Son, who reached out to heal the sick and suffering, who preached good news to the poor, and who on the cross opened his arms to all. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." And again after supper, he took the cup. He gave thanks and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Remembering, therefore, his death, resurrection, and ascension, we await his coming in glory. Pour out upon us the spirit of your love, O Lord, and unite the wills of all who share this heavenly food, the body and blood of Jesus Christ our Lord, to whom with you and the Holy Spirit be all honor and glory now and forever. Amen. Gathered into one by the Holy Spirit, let us pray as Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Thank you. husband. The body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace.
Let us pray. Jesus, bread of life, we have received from your table more than we could have ever asked. As you have nourished us in this meal, now strengthen us to love the world with your own life. In your name we pray. Amen.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine upon you with mercy and grace. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen.
Together, the mission statement, as united people of God under the guidance of the Holy Spirit, our purpose is to provide worship and Christian education and respond in loving action to a needy world. Peace, share the good news.